planet. Now if I want to be
Well, that was really ugly. So that's test one underway.
Is that like 1-800, call me?
There's a thing, well, by law, you're supposed to tell people if you're recording them. I just wanted to see how it sounded, and it wasn't the best. So I'll remove that one. It sounded awful. How did everything go with the audio upload?
Oh, fucked. Totally fucked.
Why?
Can't record the sucker. I've been trying to record it all day, and it just keeps coming error, server message, and I don't know if it's the wind or if it's the actual program, because apparently, like I was reading on the internet, that program is not one of the best, and sometimes you can have problems with the server on it. So I tested my emails. They're all coming through okay, so the internet connection doesn't seem to be the problem.
So did they provide the software for you to load it up on?
It's just a website that you go to and you just start and you click record and it records things.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really weird. You just open it up and it says click play or whatever, click record, and you just start clicking
so
record.
You mean you've got to record it live to that website? You don't get any...
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. You record it to the website and then it gives you a URL and then you email the URL to the person.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's called VOCARO.
VOCARO.
If you have a look now, you'll see what it looks like when you go in there. It's just real, so basic, but it's just not working on this end.
Really? That's terrible.
I know, and I did such a good one about an hour ago, thinking it was recording it, and I was really happy with it, and then I pressed listen and it's got error with the server. Like, it showed like it was recording, and then when I went to play, it just went, nah, sorry. I did a really good one, so I was spewing.
Oh, so you click to record and then you send it on.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah, so I sent him an email and just said to him, look, you know, this is what I've been trying to do. Do you have any suggestions? Because it just won't record.
No.
I shouldn't say it doesn't record. It recorded like a short session, like a 3 or 4 second testing 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
And then after that, trying to do 10 minutes in one hit, it just won't, but you can't break it up, so...
So do you keep on talking thinking that you're being recorded and then but there's nothing else?
I thought I was being recorded and obviously it wasn't connecting somehow, but it didn't say that while I was recording.
Oh, what a pain in the ass.
I'm trying to do it for hours and it's not, I think it might be the program because the internet's working fine.
Yeah. Well, exactly. I mean, as long as you're maintaining that program, you should be recording.
Yeah, but anyway, I've had good practice at it now. I typed up a script for the 2 10-minute recordings, so I was quite happy with it. And
The trouble is, like that, I'm going through that process at the moment. I'm trying to find. I'm using Pamela Call Recorder, which is part of Skype. Because a 45-minute voice recording results in a 17-megabyte MP3 file, and of course you can't email a 17-megabyte MP3 file.
But you can upload that onto your website on a spare page on WordPress.org, because that's what I'm going to do with my audio recordings. Hold them on a spare page, and then you just give the person the link to that page, but it's not a page that you can see. Do you know what I mean?
But if I give them a link to that page, then all of my recordings will be on the one page. I don't know if WordPress has a page that you can't see, does it?
I don't know. But that was what I was going to do with my recordings. I thought you could, because I remember reading one of the forums, someone said that they upload their MP3s and PDF files onto WordPress.
Okay, well, I'll have a look at that because I...
Type it in Google rather than in the WordPress forum and...
If you could do that, if you could just send a link and they could download it, that would be perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be really good. So I'll have a look at that. I didn't know that you could have... My concern was, I did think of that, my concern was that if I give them a link to the page, then if there's half a dozen recordings on there, I'm breaching privacy because they might have access to other people's recordings.
Yeah, there must be some way that you can separate the individual files.
I could do is, I mean, I'm not going to have a zillion customers at once. I suppose if I could have six invisible pages, I'm never going to need more than six for clients, you know. So if you could have a multitude of pages and give them the name of the client but keep them invisible, I suppose if you don't set them for public, if you set them for draft, that's how you could do it.
Yeah, but I don't know how many pages, I don't know how you would separate the individual. Like, say you've got 10 recordings, do you have to have 10 pages?
Yeah, no, but I'm thinking if you had six clients with two recordings each, you'd need six pages with two recordings on each. You could give each client their own page so they could access all their recordings.
How many pages are you limited to?
That I don't know. I think that comes down to what theme you're using. So I don't think I've run out of pages yet, so I'll have a look at that. That's definitely worth thinking about, actually. That's a good idea. See, I always get such good ideas when I talk to you. Yes.
Well, vice versa.
Hey?
Vice versa.
Well, that's why we're good for one another. What's a day today? 22nd.
It's a shit day today, whatever day it is. Everything's gone kapook today, but anyway.
Well, if I thought it was just the internet, I'd tell you to come up here and record it up here on the hard.
I don't think it is the internet. No. I think it's the program itself or something. Because it says like on the help thing, it's a really weird website because they're so uncustomer focused because it's a free thing, right? And they're just trialing it.
When I started Skype before, though, it did come up and say that our internet connection was between you and me was very weak.
Maybe it's the wind.
Yeah, I don't know.
Affect things like that.
I don't know. I really have no idea. I don't know what goes on out there in cyberspace.
Yeah, who knows? I've been trying to bloody load my article onto my website, and it keeps telling me that when I view it as an outsider, that I have to log in and I don't have access to it. And I've tried 15 times and I rang the web guy and he hasn't rung me back. And I'm like, I can't send my freaking e-zine. So annoying, I tell you.
Hey.
Oh, man. Can't wait to do my WordPress.org.
Yeah, she'll end up wanting to put your whole website on there.
Probably.
Never mind. Look, it's...
Well, I promised everyone, I said yesterday, the e-zine's coming out today, so it's got to go out today. And now I look like a liar because it's not going out.
So what's stopping the e-zine from uploading?
The article, because the article's part of the e-zine.
So, you've got to upload the article to the e-zine and then...
No, I've got to load the article's already on the website. It's ready to go. It's ready to rock and roll. Okay. But it's telling people, if you were to click on it, the link, it would tell you you are not authorised to read this resource. You must log in.
Well, do you want me to have a look at it from my end?
Yeah, it'll be the same because I went out and looked at it as a...
Okay, as an outsider.
As an outsider, and that's what it said. And it does that if you view it before you log out of the server. And I didn't do that this time. I was good with it. I know exactly how to do it now, and it kept doing it. So I started from scratch even and physically grabbed each paragraph separate and put it all in. So it took me about an hour to sort of fiddle and fly around with that.
Ridiculous.
And so I started from scratch and did it, and it still said no.
That's ridiculous.
And I'm like, nah, it's nothing I'm doing wrong, definitely.
No, it's not.
But anyway... Oh.
I don't even have a solution I can offer to you on. That's frustrating on that.
Yeah. I'm just waiting for him to call back. He's not answering. I'm like, He always says he's in meetings, you know, that old excuse. I'm in a meeting.
Holy shit, you should say, it's a wonder you ever earn any money. You're always in meetings, but you never really call his bluff.
Yeah.
Next time you ring him, say, look, I know you're probably in a meeting.
Yeah.
But, you know, I am...
Book sales today?
No sales today. No sales today. I've been stuffing around today. Got an email from the accountant saying they needed more information, and I don't really feel like doing it, and so I'm doing nothing except that. She gave me a list of things I've got to send her. Oh, I hate that.
That's the worst phone
call. Yeah, so I've been stuffing around. I've been just doing stuff. I added that extra, it's a HTML page to my, or HBML.
FBML.
FBML. Yeah, I added it. I added it, but I don't know how to get back in there and edit it now.
You go to apps. You go to edit page apps. Then you scroll down and find it, and then click go to.
Okay. Okay. I had a play around last night. I must have been tired because I couldn't find it. So,
yeah.
But I'll leave it till tomorrow. That's all.
Yeah, you just got to find it in the list of apps once you've put it on there.
Okay. Okay. I'll have a little look. If I get stuck, I'll give you a call.
I had more hits on the page. I'm up to the 80.
80 hits.
Yeah.
You're putting it out there, telling people to go and have a look?
Yeah.
Good.
But I've got to... it's just a numbers game.
It is just a
numbers game. You know, on my statistics page, you know, you usually get like an opening rate of about 50 to 60%, and because I'd already sent that email, of course, the second open rate is less, so it's like 37%. And then once they open it, then they've got to click on it, so then that's a lesser ratio again.
Yep.
So your hit rate's even less. So it's just numbers. You just got to get more and more people onto your list, basically.
You've got that on your Facebook page, haven't you?
The right people onto your list, I should say.
Yeah. You got those services on your page, your Facebook page?
Yes, the services is on there, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I uploaded it, didn't I?
I don't know.
Shit, that's a good question. I'm pretty sure I did. Remember when I was at your place that time?
Have a look. Stay there. I can't see you when I go. You'll disappear when I go and have a look, so just stay put. I know you can see me, but I can't see you. Oh, Skype's had a big upgrade too.
What happened?
Oh, nothing happened, just they've upgraded their software. They've got a new upgrade.
Yeah.
You can download just to improve your Skype.
Okay. What, to improve what part of it?
Oh, just really, from what I can see, just services. You can link it straight into your Facebook page now.
Uh-huh.
More linking up of stuff. Hold on.
Taste test biz product. Oh, shit, it's not on there.
Oh, there you go.
FBML, hang on. Oh, I'm such a dick. I've got the tab there, but I hadn't put the services page in it.
How good we looked.
I've got it. It says FBML 1, and I didn't. Oh, what a dick. Well, that's something I can fix.
Well, that's something you can do today.
I don't know how to change the order, though.
You can change the order. Where is it?
It's down the. It's after video.
Oh, so people have got to click on more.
Pardon?
People have got to click on more to see it. I just had to click on more.
Yeah.
Now,
I don't know how to move it.
Is take out the shit that you're not using there at the moment, because it's only when you take that out that you can move the other ones up into the visible spots.
How do I do that?
Okay, so you've got your info, you've got your taste test. You've got your business products. Do you want photos on there?
Yeah, I'd rather the services be. They can look at photos.
I was just going to say, you can